Hey friends, I wanted to explain something that is almost always overlooked when we ask our people for feedback. Our people are students, trainees, clients, customers, members, attendees. We often ask these people for their feedback, and of course we're always being asked for our own feedback daily. The thing that's overlooked is that some people cannot give good feedback and some people can give good feedback. And we don't often think of this when we ask people for their comments about how our courses ran or how were our products and services or how was your experience. We don't take into consideration there are many people, maybe most people, cannot give good feedback. And we know this from our own experience, right? If you want to stay at a particular hotel, you might go to Yelp or to TripAdvisor and you look through the reviews and you might find somebody who gives a particular hotel a 2-star rating and their comments is a big long rant about how they were mistreated at the front desk or maybe the hotel lost their reservation and all the problems they had. And we discount this, right? We say, well, that's not really good feedback. That's a unique situation. Then we read the next review and somebody might have given it the hotel 3 stars, but they went into all this detail. They talked about the location of the hotel and how easy it was to access off the highway and how they were greeted at the front desk. And they talk about the foyer and the lighting and the size of their room and the comfort of their bed and how the breakfast was. They go into a lot of detail and we say, yes, that is great feedback. And then we base our decision on feedback such as this. So some people give great, detailed, useful, actionable feedback, but most people don't. And there's a simple solution for this. And we've talked about this a lot in my courses about the 5 W's, we call them. But for today's episode, let me just point out 2 things that you can do immediately on your own evaluation forms, your own surveys, your assessments, anywhere where you're gathering feedback from your audience. And these 2 things are the how and the why. So let's start with the how. The how is that explanation of how you want them to answer your questions in a way that would produce some actionable feedback. So the worst possible way to do this is what you often see on evaluation forms and surveys. The last question will say, hey, any comments? Any additional comments? That's the worst possible way to ask a question. It's actually a harmful way. I'll save that for another episode, but you can do a lot of harm by asking the wrong question in the wrong way. What you want to do is tell your people how to respond. Give them a little guidance. And we've seen some of this on surveys, right? The ones that say, please provide some comments, both good and bad comments are useful. Or you might say, how could today's training session have been improved? Both positive and constructive comments are useful. So you're telling your audience you want to hear the good and the bad. It's a little bit of guidance, but you can see by asking in that way, you're going to get more actionable, useful feedback. And we've seen this in the data. I've collected now more than 96 million data points on surveys over the last 25 years. It's crystal clear when you ask the comment question in the wrong way or an open-ended, you get very useful, very limited number of useful comments. But if you ask for specificity, for example, what is a specific example of something your instructor said that helped you learn? You are then going to find that the feedback is very useful and very instructive. How could today's, here's another one, how about what was one quick and easy action we could have taken to improve our service this morning? Now that's going to prompt your people. Of course, if somebody asked us that, well, we can come up with something immediately. I just sat at your breakfast shop or just used your product for the first time, or I talked to your customer service rep, or I just took your online course. Well, what's one quick and easy action you could have taken to improve? Well, it's this. And you'll find you get a whole lot more comments, more useful and honest comments when you prompt them and tell them how you want the feedback. So that's the first step, the how. The second is the why, the what's in it for me. And this is almost never done. When people ask for our feedback, what do they usually say? Please take your time to help us improve our products and services, right? That's the same line you'll see if you go back 30 years, you'll still see surveys asked at the time, hey, provide us some feedback. It will help us improve our products and services. That's never been good, and it's not the way you want to talk to your clients. You want to tell them what's in it for them? How will this improve them? Why should they spend their most valuable resource they have, their time, time they will never have again on planet Earth, to provide you with feedback? Don't say, to help us improve our products and services. That's a good way to have everyone skip your feedback and delete it. What you want to do is tell them what's in it for them. So let's go back to that example. What is a specific example of something your instructor said that helped you learn? So that's the guidance question. That's the how. But here's the why. We will use these examples to improve the delivery of next week's training. Ah, now I'm going to answer your question because I can see what's in it for me. You're listening to me, and then you're going to take what I said and hopefully use that to improve training that I am taking. Not this will improve our products and services for somebody else years down the road, but for me. How about if you answer this question, we will share all these examples with everyone who responded so you can learn from the collective wisdom of the group. Well, yeah, I'll take the time to answer that because there's something in it for me. So you need to do both the guidance, the how. You need to tell people, how do you want the feedback given back to you? Do you want to hear good and the bad? Do you want specific examples? What's the specific aspect or criteria you want them to provide comments on? That's the guidance. And then you have to demonstrate the why. Why would they bother doing this? Well, we're going to share the results with you. We're going to use your comments in this specific situation. It has to be specific. Don't say, well, this will improve our products, you know, down the road, or this will help next year's audience. It has to be something that's in it for them at that time. So apply the how and the why in the wording of the questions that you ask your audience, and you'll find more meaningful, more actionable, more useful comments every time. So to your success, I'll see you next time. This is Doc Champagne. I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's episode. Just shoot me an email over at doc@feedback9.com, feedback9.com. If you found today's episode helpful or useful, then subscribe. Get on over to the Apple Podcast directory, subscribe. Be sure to review and rate today's show. That's the only way other people will find it and learn what you're learning today is by leaving a review. And if you include your website and your name, I will be sure to mention you on an upcoming episode, maybe connect you with some folks who are also interested in keeping their customers forever. Head on over to matthewchampagne.com/podcast. You'll always find the notes and a summary, takeaway points, full transcripts of the show, and maybe some other goodies over there as well. So we'll see you next time.